The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to September of 1985.
Cue the Hunchback.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors and their guests and friends in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers.
Fellow travelers.
This is your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Psychology, Professor Robert O'Neill.
Tickle pink to be starting a new season, Ed.
Yes, isn't it right? It's the beginning of a new season. How about that? On his right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you here. On her right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Ed. Hi, panel. Hi, Mom and Dad.
He's still at it.
And all of my friends who recognize me this
year. All four of them.
Both of them.
Isn't it exciting? Yes. And on Wallace's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science at Oakland University, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, John.
And nobody recognized me this summer.
That's,
I'm happy to
that's
say.
That's because it's an employment line. You know?
They don't listen to the radio show.
Including your family.
That's right.
But we're glad to welcome
It's great to be back, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
From a rival third-rate institution in the North.
Are we going to congratulate them?
No.
I guess we aren't.
No,
okay. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive an autographed photograph and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you will receive a photographed autograph. And I don't know if we're doing bumper stickers for them or not.
Yeah, a bumper sticker for
everybody
them.
Everybody gets a sticker.
Okay.
Sure.
And if you recognize one of us on the street or in a restaurant,
we'll get a hearty handshake and
we'll
smile.
Send you a bumper sticker.
That's right.
That happened to me 3 times.
Okay. But that's good. All right.
He's being more honest. It was 4 times a little while ago.
Yeah, he's changing the story.
Down to 3. We'll get the truth eventually.
Really, yeah.
Before we
here.
Begin this new season, I do have one announcement to make. I received a set of questions sent to me in care of the Department of History at the university this summer when I was in England. And when I got back, they were forwarded to me. And I appreciated that very much, but I have lost them. So will the gentleman from Iowa who sent these questions in...
Who wrote them on their PC and they're on a floppy disk somewhere.
Will you please
just
send them
those
again?
Out again. Mm-hmm. Send them out, yeah. Keep copies of everything, please.
Okay. All right. Our first question starting off the new year is from Debbie Nelson of Westland, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Who says, "Dear professors, for several weekends now, I have been listening to your program on WNIC. Why I insist on continuing this habit, I have yet to determine. However,
it's tough getting up on Monday at that late hour.
I would like you to know that the first time I heard your program was while I was studying for exams.
Uh-oh.
Suddenly it occurred to me that probably my only chance to quiz educational instructors was waiting for me and Ask the Professor. Ha-ha. After 13 years of school, it's finally my turn to ask the questions.
We get a lot of people who vent their spleen out.
Yes.
They really do. Yes.
Frustrated students.
I hope you have fun with these questions, because I certainly did. Okay, here come the questions. How do prairie dogs greet each other?
They come up out of the hole and say hi.
They stand up on their hind legs, don't they, and sniff something.
Their head bobs vertically.
Well, you're very close, John.
He always is with questions like that.
I would say with a high five.
Yeah, or a low five.
No, that's not
high
that.
Paw?
I mean, they, I'll give you half for that.
Thank you.
They kiss.
Hmm.
Isn't that cute?
And we follow Dr. Ruth.
Yes.
What a sick you.
Yes.
But what they are doing is normal, and they should see a therapist also.
That's right. Here's to good friendship among the beasts.
Yes. Who was the first president to be photographed while in office?
While in office.
It's Lincoln.
Quite
Lincoln.
A while ago.
No, yeah. It's before Lincoln.
Yeah. Van
Buren.
No.
How about Millard Fillmore?
No, it wasn't Millard Fillmore. Oh, think Reds. Of the people that published the Big City Directory of Detroit.
Polk.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
He's missing.
Who was the only president to have published a book of poetry?
Wilson?
Grant.
No,
Jimmy
it's earlier. It's
earlier.
Jimmy Peanut.
Well, that would have to be Jackson.
Right. Peanut on the wall. No, that's not.
I can't get Congress to do anything.
Real early?
Yeah, that's very good. Early 19th century.
Early 19th.
Member of a famous presidential family.
Roosevelt.
No. One of the Adams.
One of the Adams.
John.
Well,
Quincy.
John Quincy, yes.
Charles.
Very good, John Quincy. What were George Washington's false teeth made of?
Wood.
Well, mythically wood. Yes. Actually, they were made out of elephant tusk.
Well, that's close.
Well, it's darned accurate, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's not quite, but it's
walrus close. Tusk is what it was.
No, think of another great behemoth-type beast that runs around the African plain. Or kind of
mastodons.
Well, it's like a rhinoceros, only think of a rhinoceros without the horns.
Hippopotamus.
A hippopotamus, that's right.
Hippopotamus hoof.
It was hippo teeth.
Oh.
Hippo teeth.
They've got
that?
Very hard toenails. I bet you could use those as well.
I guess.
But he used the teeth for masking.
Yeah.
What was Elvis Presley's twin brother's name? He died at birth.
And they named him?
We've had this before.
Mm-hmm. We've have?
Yet to guess it right.
Mm-hmm. Delvis.
No.
Melvis.
John.
No, and for all of you out there in the junior high school, it wasn't either.
No.
So.
Enos and Elvis.
Yes.
Well, let's see.
It wasn't is, oh, was Ed. It?
No, it was Jesse.
They're
going
to cut
Jesse.
That one.
Jesse.
Of course they will. It was Jesse. We have to start the season with a cut, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, it was Jesse. All right.
Elvis and Jesse?
Jesse, yes. What was Dr. Seuss's real full name?
Yeah.
Oh, was. Is he dead?
Well, no.
No, I think he's still so. Alive and well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very strange sounding name, as I remember it.
Yes.
Ogden Nash or something.
No, it's no. not. No, it's no. not Ogden Nash.
It wasn't. Thurlkult, no.
It's, no, I'll have to give it to you. Dr. Theodore Seuss Geisel.
Geisel. Sing it as strange.
Remember it. Well, be asked again.
Whose license plates read 360 Guy?
360 Guy.
The meaning is all around guy. 360 degrees guy.
All around guy.
Yes.
Guy Lombardo.
No, it is a famous television personality, though, who gets paid $1 million for appearing on his show about once a month.
Johnny Carson. Johnny
Carson. Right. That's right. Johnny
would that
Carson.
Be Johnny Carson?
That would be Johnny Carson, yes. All right. Who was the first vice president to appear on the postage stamp of a foreign country, and what country was that?
Albin Barkley.
No.
Liberia.
It's later than Barkley.
Later than Barkley?
Yes.
Yeah. Nixon.
That's right. It was Nixon. Now, what country?
China.
No.
Central America.
It was in
South America.
South America.
Brazil.
Or maybe Central. I don't know where this country is.
Honduras.
No.
Costa Rica.
No. Begins with an early letter of the alphabet.
Colombia.
Later than that.
Venezuela. I'm trying to box this thing. Block it out.
Dominican Republic.
The next letter in the alphabet.
Ecuador.
Ecuador. Ecuador. Yes.
South America.
That's South America. Okay. Right.
That's what confused
us. We certainly
he
nailed
didn't know
that
whether
one,
Ecuador
didn't?
Was South America or Central America.
That's right.
If he had known that, we would have gotten it right.
So
there.
Much for useless hints.
He didn't have very good luck down in South America, as
he
I remember.
He didn't, did he? No.
The only country that
he never came back.
Stone his car was Ecuador, and they put up his face on a stamp.
So you could write Nixon all over it.
They stamped his face.
Who said, wearing underwear is as formal as I ever hope to get?
Oh, it's got to be...
Hugh Hefner.
No, it was an American writer.
No.
It's an American writer
man?
Who prided himself on his macho image.
Kerouac.
It's got to be Hemingway.
It's Hemingway. That's right. What did Andy Griffith do for 3 years after graduating from the University of North Carolina in 1949?
He was
didn't
a deacon.
Did he play professional football?
No, he didn't.
Baseball. Was he a sports?
Was he not an actual deacon?
He may have been.
He was Deacon Andy Griffith when he first broke in.
It could be, but he
was he a sheriff
actual,
or something like that?
No, he had an educational job.
Wasn't he high school?
Yeah.
He taught high school counselor, coach,
no,
teacher.
He taught high school. He taught music.
He was a deacon, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that, O'Neill, and do other things at the same time. That's
do what?
Not anybody's primary job.
Well,
my father's a deacon, and he does lots of things other than that.
I didn't know that.
Yes. My grandfather was a deacon, come to think of it.
So what happened to you?
What happened to you? Yes.
I got in the wrong church.
Yeah, I guess you did, yes. Who contributed the following phrase to Western civilization? All is not gold that glitters. Or all that glitters is not gold.
Some poet. It wasn't one until he said that.
Well, we don't think of this man as a poet so much as one of the writers of one of the something of work that some people claim is the first real novel in the history of the West.
It must in that
that's
case
not that
have
Valley
been
of the
Homer.
Dolls, is it?
No, it's not. I see. That's what's wrong with my hint, because some people say that the Odyssey is the first novel, mm-hmm. but
that's what I would say.
Yeah, but this is.
Since if that was Homer, I would have gotten my first.
This would be 16th century.
It Goldsmith?
No. Other part of the of Europe, not northern, southern Europe.
Dante's.
No, right part of the world, but mm-hmm. it's a wrong country. Think of Spain.
Cervantes.
That's right, Cervantes. Hmm. Yes.
Well, what right. was that novel?
Don Quixote.
Don Quixote.
Remember that? Which is larger, the number of points on a line or the number of points in a geometrical plane?
Well. Actually, they're both infinite, so therefore they should be the same.
That's the answer. Exactly.
We defer to a mathematician.
Didn't that sound scholarly?
It did. I liked it. Yeah.
And who said, Adam and Eve are the first bookkeepers, they invented the loose leaf system?
Some accountant.
A humorist.
Yes.
A
famous
minor.
American vaudevillian who no one's ever heard of today. I mean, the modern generation's never heard of him. He had banjo eyes and...
Eddie Cantor.
That's right.
Didn't he have a radio show?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Way back.
I mean, I read about that he had a radio show.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, we thank Debbie Nelson.
Your father, the deacon, used to tell you about that.
About Eddie Cantor.
We thank Debbie Nelson of Westland. I'm afraid she didn't stump the panel.
But she gave it a darn good try.
You only got 2.5 wrong.
We can't start out a year with a loss.
So that's pretty good, panel.
Very good, Debbie.
But we appreciate those, and send in some more. She at least gets the photographed autograph and the bumper sticker, and who could ask for anything more than that?
Sign up for one of our classes so we can get you back.
That's right. But send in some more, Debbie. Okay. Our next set of questions comes from Jeffrey Walzer of Des Moines, Iowa, who says, attached are 14 questions of varying degrees of difficulty. The answers are the names of brothers from history, literature, and film. I consider 9 correct answers
Marx,
out of 14.
Lots
of
wait a minute, we passed the grade. He asked the questions, Pomansky. We don't want to start early.
He says he listens to our show on 7:30 Monday morning, Des Moines. P.S. I can't remember if I already mailed this to you, so if it's a duplicate, please ignore it.
Are
these the ones that were mailed to me this summer?
That's
they
a
weren't.
Quick response.
Really a quick response.
Yes.
That's great.
No, these are not the ones. Famous brothers. The elder of these twins sold his birthright to the younger for bread and lentil soup, to quote a modern translation.
Mm-hmm. It's gotta
Who
be the
are they?
Biblical brothers?
Yes. Not Isaac.
Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And
Esau. My brother was a hairy man, but I am a smooth man.
Yes. This 20th century...
Esau was the smooth man. Jacob was the hairy man.
Yes.
I mean, that really comes from the Bible.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
What an old scout lie.
Yes.
You bet your life.
This 20th century Tom, Dick, and Harry were respectively an apple grower, a pioneering polar aviator, and a long-serving U.S. senator.
The Byrd brothers.
That's right. That's it. Very good.
That's B-Y-R-D.
Yes.
Not B-I-R-D.
No, that's true.
B-E-R-D.
That's
B-U-R-D.
Right. R-I-G-H-T.
Or B-U-R-D.
Right.
As they would have spelled them in Ramsey. All of the above in the same paragraph. These brothers lived in Ohio, but did their best work in North Carolina.
The Wright brothers.
Yes.
I got my first one today.
That's right.
Yeah.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Right. As opposed to R-I-T.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
These American intellectuals were once described as the philosopher who wrote as if he were a novelist and the novelist who wrote as if he were a philosopher.
James.
That's right, the Jameses. Although they did not invent salad
what
dressing.
Jameses?
The ones who wrote that Don Quixote, I think.
You're not going to tell
Henry
us. William
and
William.
James
Henry.
And
Henry and William.
Hank Jim
James.
And Bill
William
Jim.
James.
These, let's see, now, although they did not invent salad dressing, they founded an eponymous facility in the fifth largest city in Minnesota.
The fifth largest city.
Mm-hmm. An eponymous
facility.
Facility.
Mm-hmm.
An eponymous facility.
Yes.
What in God's name is
it? It means it takes its name.
Name,
from
right.
Them.
We're trying to figure out fifth largest.
Although
we're
they did not invent salad dressing.
Dressing.
Although they did not invent salad dressing.
Miracle Whip.
Mayo.
Mayo.
Roger. Miracle Whip, sure.
We're just a little slow getting back.
I was thinking of Kraft Debbie.
Yes, I bet. Well, on that note, let's just pause here and take a little break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor show from September of 1985. We're pleased to bring you these classic shows throughout the summer months, and thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this special edition of Ask the Professor from September of 1985.
Okay, we're back with our questions from Jeffrey Walzer of Des Moines, Iowa, on Famous Brothers. Reagan is to Eisenhower as Schultz and Casey are to, and then name two brothers.
The Adams brothers.
No.
The Dulles.
That's right.
Brothers.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
The Dullard brothers.
Yes. In
Alan and John Foster.
That's mm-hmm. right. Very good.
I was going to ask you to explain.
I knew I was anticipating your
you
question.
Know, because the radio, I knew the answer, of course, but many members
for the
of the radio
of
audience
the radio.
Yes. Would not have known that.
That's Avery didn't count, huh?
No, Avery doesn't count.
No.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't one of their brothers. He's the son of John Foster.
Son of a doll.
Yeah. In pre-Caesar Republican Rome, a pair of land-reforming brothers were assassinated in 133 B.C. and 121 B.C. Their careers are often compared to those of the Kennedys.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a great sense of humor.
They were. The Glauchy or Gracchi?
The Gracchi.
Right, Gracchi. Right.
Yeah, Romulus yeah. and Remus Gracchi.
No.
Bull.
Oh. Tiberius and Gaius Gracchus.
Mm-hmm.
Two brothers were assassinated November 2nd. 3 weeks later, half a world away, their probable betrayer was assassinated. Who were the two brothers?
These were political figures?
Yes.
From the Middle East?
Not Middle East.
From,
I'll say Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia.
The Zim.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Nigo.
That's right.
Zinzian.
No.
That's right.
And then you go.
And Nigo den Nu.
That's it. You've got it. Perfect.
Well, you know, as a combat battle scarred veteran
right.
of that war,
yes,
naturally I would know everything that happened.
Yes. You also knew whom you were fighting for over there to avenge these dastards.
Yes. To get them back. Boy.
Unleash DM.
Yes. Helen of Troy and her sister Clytemnestra were respectively the wives of these heroic brothers.
Clytemnestra was the wife of
Menelaus.
No.
What am I talking of? Agamemnon.
That's right.
Helen of Troy was the wife of Menelaus.
That's right.
Confused me. Strauss
no,
wrote a lot about
to say
that.
That's right.
It's a confusing story.
Menelaus.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi played musicians Jake and Elwood in this 1980 film by director John Landis.
The Blues Brothers.
Yes, the Blues Brothers. Yes, very good. Two 20th century English brothers, one a novelist, the other a biologist, were grandsons of Darwin's most active advocate. Who
the Beagle Brothers?
The Gorilla Brothers.
No.
Who was his advocate? Spencer.
It was one of them. There was another one. But these were...
He was a social Darwinist. He wasn't really...
Mm-hmm. Yes. These two brothers, one of them ended up in California taking LSD in advanced state, a novelist and...
Timothy Leary.
And the other is a biologist.
Well, the novelist that was taking LSD was Ken Kesey.
There was another one. Think of a British novelist.
A British novelist.
Oh,
British.
Brave New World.
Oh, Huxley. Oh, Huxley. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Aldous and Julian Huxley.
Yes.
These mythical twin brothers are known collectively as the Gemini, which means twin brothers.
Yes. True.
Who are they?
The Corsican brothers.
No, not the Corsican
Castor
brothers.
Castor and Pollux.
Castor and Pollux. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm into mythology.
Sired by Robert Ludlum.
Yes.
Rameau wrote an opera on Castor and Pollux.
I bet he did. Yes, you're right, he did. I bet you have it, too.
Yes. But only one copy.
Yes. These five 20th century American brothers were well known, but of less historical significance than their grandfather. Two of them were philanthropists, two were governors, and one was a banker. Name four of the five.
The Rockefellers.
Winthrop.
And yes. Nelson.
David.
Yes, and David.
Jay.
And that's, you've got them. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This 1980 Western film by director Walter Hill featured four sets of actor brothers portraying four sets of outlaw brothers. Mm-hmm. Name the film or two of the actor families.
Well, they played the James and the Younger gang.
That's right.
And there's the Carradine, mm-hmm. Carradine mm-hmm. brothers and Keach.
That's right. That's right.
I know what confused
and
me.
The film was The Long Riders.
The Long Riders.
And that's what got me. I was thinking of
people
that...
famous cocaine smuggler and stuff like that.
You said actor.
Well, everyone needs a second career.
Yes, that's true. Okay. Well, we thank Mr. Walzer. He
good
didn't
job.
Stump the panel
yeah.
either.
Those were good,
start
good questions. Good.
Those were
off
days.
To a good start this year.
Really, send some more in like that because those are fun.
We should start keeping score on our percentage.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's hold up. This is a 9.3.
Okay, our next set of questions.
Nobody's
going to
win this year.
comes from, it looks like, Bert Tilly.
Bert Tilly.
Bert uh-huh. Tilly.
Okay. That name sounds suspicious.
That is really familiar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's that?
He listens to us on WSGN or Radio Free Alabama, it says.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Here are some... Well, I certainly do hope he goes to school one of these days. here is some more questions.
Here is some more questions.
On who know what but Wagner. I mean...
Okay. Well.
I hope Mr. Tilly is simply trying to disguise himself. That's
I think he is.
Yes.
It's worked.
I hope so. Okay. What movie is this?
Wallace.
A semi-documentary melodrama purporting to depict the ghastly menace of marijuana, but now a comedy for its misinformation and naive...
Reefer Madness.
That's right.
Very How do you know that one, Bob?
I've taken my children to it. 30 times. It didn't work.
On anybody?
Let's make a deal.
Okay. What do Billy the Kid, Chuck Yeager, and Mary Lou Retton have in common?
They all endorse Wheaties.
No.
Billy the Kid didn't endorse Wheaties.
They have.
He would have if he had the opportunity.
Well, two out of the three have a middle name. Billy the Kid, Mary Lou Retton. Chuck would make it.
They're all left-handed.
No.
Broke They're all rib. Part of this question. Right?
No, it has something to do with where they come from.
Romania.
No, they do not come from Romania.
They're all good gymnasts.
They're
from
Nebraska
from
or something, right?
Well, they're from a state.
No, it's
Kentucky.
Space.
It's
no,
it's
southern.
That part
it's
of the
Missouri.
World.
Tennessee-ish.
No, it's a little
West
over
Virginia.
West Virginia. Hmm.
Country Road.
That's right.
Take me home.
John Denver.
How many letters of Robert Del Valle have been read on Ask the Professor?
At least 15.
Far too many.
That's
more
answer,
than a few,
far too many.
But less than too many.
We say that because Mr. Del Valle will be coming on the show in a couple of weeks.
Oh, great.
Yes, he is going to
I
make
guess
a special
we'll just
presentation.
That's the only way we can get him from not,
that's right,
from not doing
rest.
A letter on the show.
That's right. Who played Grandpa Walton before Will Gear?
Grandpa Walton.
Yes, before Will Gear.
Robert Young.
No.
Wasn't he a famous movie star?
He was a famous radio personality more than movies. Had
Fred
a
Allen.
Radio show. He was in the Fred Allen generation,
oh, really?
Except he was known primarily for Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snerd.
Edgar Bergen?
Edgar
Bergen.
Edgar Bergen.
He must have been in the pilot or something.
Well, we wouldn't have had that one.
Our producer just said he was.
And that the pilot light died.
Yes.
Name the three types of Edsel that were produced.
You mean like convertible?
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
No, they had names. They
oh,
had,
they had names?
Yes.
Oh,
dear.
Almost so.
The Scenic Cruiser. The
no. In fact, one of them is the name of a now-defunct American Motors car. Came
Nash.
Out a few years ago that looked kind of like a squashed beetle or so.
What was that? Oh, the Gremlin or something.
No.
Concord.
What was that?
No.
That big,
Matador.
Big fat thing?
Yes.
That
big,
Pacer.
The Pacer.
Pacer.
The other is the name of the first Chevrolet X car.
Citation.
That's right. And the third is what you'd expect to find as the name for a Jeep.
Rambler. Rover.
It's like that.
Marauder.
Well, I'll give you credit for that. It's Ranger.
Ranger.
And I'll give you... 2/3 for that.
Okay.
What do you get when you load C5 plus 15.
When are we loaded?
Minus 4. What?
C5 plus 15.
Minus 4 backwards C tons. What does this mean?
Okay, 5 Celsius. We're probably talking about 3 or 4 C, aren't we?
I guess. I hope somebody would tell me.
Plastique.
Because he has the A for answer in a blank space.
plastique explosive.
Okay.
Yes. C4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who called himself a French-Canadian Hinayana Buddhist beat Catholic savant?
You René Lévesque.
No, not René Lévesque. No. This was an early poet out of California in the 1950s.
Allen Ginsberg.
That group.
Jack Kerouac.
Kerouac. Yeah. What is the difference between the hula hoop of 1958 and the hula hoops of today?
Today's are larger.
No.
Today's are electric.
No.
An electric hula hoop.
No.
You get it gets tangled in the cord all too often. Oh.
They're newer.
They've spent many more millions of dollars on the marketing.
Well, apparently
they have rattles inside
the
them.
No, apparently
they glow in the dark.
No, the answer is that the modern ones make a noise as they swish around.
I just said they got rattles inside them.
Oh, that's it.
You don't pay attention. We get that one.
All right, you got it. Yes. Tree dwarfing is called what?
Bonsai tree.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Okay.
I was going to say wire housering.
Flowers and so forth.
What was the first sound cartoon?
Mickey Mouse.
Betty Boop.
It was Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Does anyone remember
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie. That's right.
Boop, boop.
His name was Willie, I think, in fact, in that.
Willie Mouse.
Was that?
Didn't fly.
Willie Mouse.
Mickey
Mouse. Just didn't sound good.
Yeah.
Like but Reginald Mouse. Mouse or something.
Well, we thank Mr. Tilly.
Willie Wodent.
Yes.
It wouldn't work either. Mr. Tilly didn't stump Willie the panel Woodpecker. Either, but.
And Mr. Tilly, send in your real name.
Yes.
I think I know this. Or I know that name.
But anyway, try again. Yes, here he is. Yes, yes, all right. And now it's time to turn to the famous box from Max Smith of Mendocino County, California, who has given us so many wonderful bits of pleasure over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Smith on another program. That's all the time we have now.
Smitty, you gave it a try, though.
Send some more of those in. We've almost run out.
I'd like to thank the panel today, Professor O'Neill, Professor Nichols, Professor Peace, Professor Klemanski.
Speaking for all of us, you're welcome.
And now this word from the University of Detroit.
Send your questions to Ask the Professor, care of the Communication Studies Department at University of Detroit Mercy. 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221. Or email them to atp@udmercy.edu. We look forward to reading your questions on Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed with the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the U of D campus. We're produced by Tom McPartland. Technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. Until next time, this is your host, Edmund DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back with another classic episode of Ask the Professor next week. So please plan to join us.